Good morning and welcome to the Dead 3 Coaching Podcast. I am your coach, George Evian. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast this morning. We're going to get more into a regular cadence with these, as I have said many times, but we're making a concerted effort. And actually, the topic for this morning's podcast is going to hold me accountable to that. So I hope you enjoy this. We're going to, again, like I always mention as well, make these shorter instead of 45, 50 or an hour long. We're going to try to keep these to around 20 minutes, and we're off and running with this one. But again, really do appreciate all the support. We have a website up now as well. If you're interested in all the content that we're producing, please head on over to dead3coaching.mykajabi.com. You'll be able to find that there. Again, it's also in the show notes. You'll see that there, but it's dead3coaching.mykajabi, spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. com. And let's get right into it. You'll see this podcast up on a number of places. And again, really do appreciate all the support that people have given me and this, and a bunch of content is being put out daily on our website. So please do head over there and provide us some feedback and take as much of that content as you want. And hopefully it impacts you and your teams and your families and your organizations and your companies. And hopefully it has that, it is built with that purpose in mind. And hopefully that is what it does for you. I have a card here in front of me from the book Winning by Tim Grover, and it's where we're going to start today. And it's again, I go through books and I write down relevant information in the book. Highlight, underline, tear, all that sort of stuff right in the margins on the books I'm reading. And then I transcribe that as well onto note cards that I have in front of me on my desk here to keep those thoughts front and center as I kind of navigate my week. And this card hit me this morning as I was getting back, just straight back from vacation, spent 9 days in the Florida Panhandle area, had a great time with my family and some friends. And now I'm just getting back into the rhythm of being back at work and back, organizing my day, organizing my work week, organizing my teams, and what that looks like and how we can get better. And so this card hit me this morning as I looked at it. And it the book Winning is written by Tim Grover. He is was the personal coach, development coach, strength coach for Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Dwayne Wade, many others. Those are the three most notable ones. And this card says that MJ, meaning Michael Jordan planned and organized every single detail of his day. Everything had purpose and had discipline. So this is the greatest athlete of all time. Top 10, top 5 scorer of all time. And I don't think it's really that much of a debate on where he ranks as a basketball player and a competitor. On the list of the best players to ever play in the NBA. He's typically one, and somebody may want to put him at two and put somebody else up there. But Jordan is typically up there as the greatest player of all time in basketball. And this idea that he planned and organized every detail of his day, and I'm sitting around thinking about that and how that, you start using words of everything and every and all the time. In those types of words, right? And we do that in the world, and we do that with our teams, and we do that in conversations, and we do that when we're trying to make points. But, every detail of his day, I don't know if that's a stretch. But I wouldn't put it past him on how great he was and how organized he was and how everything had a purpose and everything had a place and how disciplined he was. But the things that we want to kind of get through here are, point number one, if you ever take notes on these, or for myself, I guess, when I go back and take notes on my podcast and try to make some content out of it, is just the power of purposeful, the power of purposeful planning and organization, right? Understanding the significance of purposeful planning, what that means, and how it contributes to the success in all aspects of your life, from sports to personal and professional, everything you do, all the endeavors that you're a part of, understanding the significance of purposeful planning and how that contributes to the success in all aspects of your life, from sports. And granted, this is a business podcast, an entrepreneurial type podcast and sport related podcast, but how that contributes to being successful in life and sports and personal and professional endeavors, right? That's kind of bullet point number one as we go through this, right? And there's some things by Jesse Itzler You can't wing it, is what Itzler says. You can't wing it. You cannot wing yourself through life. You've got to wake up every day and spend the first part of your day at some point with a planner, note cards, pen and paper, a computer, whatever, and plan your day. Itzler actually, I believe, says, hey, you need to do an audit of your day and plan the next day the night before, right? And Coach Don Meyer, who's a mentor of mine, and had a chance to know before he passed away, was you plan the next day the night before, essentially what I just said. You plan the next day the night before. But so before you go to bed, you set this table. And I've read this, and I don't, you know, I've read this, I buy into it, right? But it's this idea of getting a good night's sleep and being energized and for the next day and having a plan for the next day. But you plan your night before. You give an audit and give yourself some feedback on the day you're completing and what went well, what you got done, how you feel about things, what you didn't get done and why, all those sorts of things. But then you roll into a conversation of writing down what the next day looks like, what we're going to do, what we're going to accomplish, who we're going to connect with, who we're going to talk with, what tasks we're going to get done, who we need to meet with, and all that. And plan your day out. Hey, my morning's going to look like this. I'm going to wake up. I'm going to get a cup of coffee. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to review my plan. I'm going to read. I'm going to get into a podcast, all that, right? So you start doing it. And what some of this science says about that message is you start thinking about and solving that as you sleep, as you dream. You start thinking about the next day, how great it's going to be, what you're going to get done. You start organizing it in your subconscious. You start thinking about it. You start problem solving. You start figuring out how it's going to be great, and you have a good night's sleep. Okay. But Jordan organized everything. In this book, Winning, and I have it here next to me, in the book Winning by Tim Grover, he talks about how, what to do when he gets up, what he's going to wear. It's laid out. He's organized. What car he's going to drive, because when you're an NBA player and you're a top player of all time and everybody regards you that way, you have many cars. So, and the car had to be washed, and he was going to get into it at a certain time, and he was going to wear a certain watch, and he was going to have a certain meal at a certain time. He was going to be on the court at a certain time with a certain coach, going through specific and very detailed warm-up routines. He was going to be in the weight room. After the game, he was at halftime, he was going to do this. It was very deliberate and very purposeful on what he was going to do and how he was going to do it and when he was going to do all those things, right? So how are we personally with that? And I, again, it's a very relevant card for me to read, getting back into the rhythm of work, being away from being on vacation and getting back into the work pattern, but being how you're, you know, I need to be better at my morning. How my morning is going to go, what I'm going to do, how I'm going to plan my day, what my wife might need, what my family might need, all that sort of stuff, what work needs, what my teams needs, what my goals are and all that. And just having that organized, to quote Jesse Itzler again, you just can't wing it. It's got to be written down. It's got to be planned. You got to have a strategy. You got to be prioritized, all that. It would be very similar to a software team building very hard, complicated software without a project plan, without of what we're going to do and how this looks and what we're going to try to do, to having a yearly plan, a quarterly plan, a sprint is what they call it, a sprint plan. You just can't go in and say, we're building this and we're just going to wing it. No, I want to know what my yearly plan, my five-year plan looks like. I want to know what my yearly plan looks like. I want to know what the next 12 weeks looks like, or the next quarter. I want to know what the next week might look like. And I want to know what today looks like. You can't wing it. Great. You can't wing greatness. Jordan, everything had purpose and discipline, right? So you've got to make sure that you have a great plan for that. On the power, there is so much power in planning an organization. What does that do? What's that do for me in my professional life and what I do with the teams that I work with in the software world is, I think, one, if you plan with purposeful planning, what we're trying to do, when we're trying to get it done, what it looks like, and you're organized with it, I think a large part of that is the elimination of anxiety and frustration and stress. And it keeps people, it calms the waters. It calms the waters of your team. Now, are bad things going to happen? Are things going to bubble up? Are there going to be red flags and landmines as we navigate? Absolutely. But if you're just winging it and those things come up, then it's very reactionary. It's very combustible, and it's just going to explode on you. As opposed to, this is our plan. You know, everybody's got a plan until they're punched in the face, to quote Mike Tyson, I believe it was, right? So you've got to be able to do that. You've got to be able to have an organized, detailed plan of long-term, 5 years, long-term project, long-term sales strategy. And then you break that down into a year, 12 weeks, quarter, whatever, daily, weekly, hold each other accountable to it and be great in that. But it increases. This is also what it does. Let me just read this in my notes that I have. Gaining insights into the benefits of organized planning. Organized planning will increase the productivity, improve focus, and you have better time management. You're going to be able to deliver. And the thing to add to my notes here is how you're able to handle, adjust, refine, and deliver when landmines, red flags pop up. If you're winging it and bad things happen, it's hard to recover from those things. But if you have purposeful planning, organized planning, I like that phrase here, organized planning of what we're trying to do and how we're trying to do it. Jordan had one thing: to dominate. Jordan was going to dominate. To quote something from another podcast, he wasn't just in this to intimidate you or to dominate you. He was there to intimidate you. Not just dominate, but intimidate. Like I'm driven to be the best ever, as Jordan says in some of these books. Not just the best isn't good enough. I want to be the best ever. And what's that look like? Well, you can't wing it. You've got to make sure that you have a plan, an organized plan, a purposeful plan, a deliberate plan to get you towards those goals. And you have to have it written down, and you need to always be thinking that through, right? The second one is just the discipline to it. The impact. So bullet point number two, if you are taking notes, is the impact of discipline and consistency will help you achieve that greatness. Right. So it's is a quote from Atomic Habits by James Clear. It's the idea that just small incremental improvements every single day, being disciplined, being organized, being purposeful, being deliberate with your plan and your organization of the day, and then doing that consistently. With discipline. James Cleary writes in his book that if you take off from LAX and you're headed towards New York City and you just have a 1 degree difference in your flight plan, 1 degree difference, you end up 250, 275 miles away. I think he says Washington, D.C. Just, it doesn't seem like much at the time. When you take off from LAX headed towards New York City and you're off by a degree, it's not that significant. But over a long flight of 4, 5, 6, however long that takes, you end up somewhere significantly different. Now, the purpose of that story isn't the difference in that, but it's how significant the difference is from you're trying to go to LA or you're trying to get to New York City. You end up in Washington, D.C., 275 miles away. And when you took off, it's only 1 degree difference. So you're just trying to do the 1 degree a day. Because where you end up when the race is never over, but when you're rolling, it's significant, it's compounding. It's those daily disciplines and it's the consistency of executing on that plan, that organized, purposeful plan that will get you. It was Jordan great in one day. You know, we say this to our kids that we work with. When Jordan picked up a basketball for the first time, he was called what? He was called a beginner. And it's that relentless pursuit of greatness that you just grind every day and you have a plan of this is what I'm going to do, when I'm going to do it, how I'm going to do it. And that is the key to discipline. So discipline, if you're taking notes, here is the definition that I like. I don't believe you will find this in Webster's dictionary, but here's discipline. Doing what you should be doing, when you should be doing it, how you should be doing it, and doing it that way every time. So again, it's doing what you should be doing, when you should be doing it, how you should be doing it, and doing it that way every single time. So what is discipline of Michael Jordan? Doing what you should be doing. What should I be doing? Well, I should be in the gym. I should be eating this. I should be doing this in the weight room. Okay? I should be in the gym. Doing what you should be doing. How should you be doing it? When should you be doing it? I've got a plan. I've got a schedule. I'm going to be doing it at 6 a.m., 10 a.m., 3 p.m., and 6 p.m., right? If you're going to quote Kobe Bryant and his work ethic and work habits, right? I'm going to figure out how to get four workouts in. So doing what I should be doing, when I should be doing it, then how do you do it? You attack it. You knock it out of the park. You dominate it. You intimidate it. You like do like you have that Mamba Kobe Bryant mentality of what we're going to be doing. Right. But we've got to recognize that pivotal role that played into Michael Jordan's journey to his greatness and how that helped him overcome all the challenges and setbacks he might have had. Right. So it's that idea of just the daily disciplines, the daily consistency, and understand how the consistency in practice and in training and the mindset all contribute to that unparalleled success that can be applied to all of our goals. Understanding that consistency, that is where we break down from being average to being elite. We can all be elite and have our greatness in us, and we can all have that without question today. Can we do it tomorrow? Can we do it this weekend? Can we do it Monday? Can we do it next month? Can we do it next year? Can we stack those days up to be able to execute upon that? Right. And the third point on this is being able to apply those strategies to our own personal development, applying these Jordan strategies of purposeful, organized, every detail planning of his day, your day, my day, our team's day, our family's day, and everything has purpose. Towards a goal, towards an outcome, towards a deliverable, towards a win. And can we have the discipline to do that not only today, but next week? You know, those tips of being disciplined into our own daily routines, habits, routines, and rituals and all that. Can we get that discipline, that consistency, that planning, that? And so to quote Ed Milet now, confidence comes from holding yourself accountable and delivering on the promises you make to yourself. That's Ed Milet. Confidence comes from delivering on the promises that you make to yourself. I'm going to do this. This is my plan. I'm going to do these five things. I'm going to do them at this time. This is how I'm going to do it. I'm going to work hard. I'm going to sweat. I'm going to blah, 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 all this, right? And then I deliver on it. Now I'm starting to build confidence. And then if I can do it every single day and have that consistency, then I'm building it up, right? We've got to be able to take these lessons. Is it a sport-related lesson? Is it Michael Jordan? Is it purpose and discipline and planning and organizing and detail work? Details. Every detail of his day. So what's that? You know, we could do a whole thing on the details and where greatness lies is in the details. But we have to recognize that success, not only athletically, but in the boardroom, with your teams, in a team room, recognize that success is not merely a product of talent and getting the right resumes and getting the right interviews and hiring the right people and giving them blah, 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 money and recognition, all that. You're going to have it's not merely a product. Recognize that our success in the boardroom and on the court and on the field is not merely a product of talent, but it's also a result of intentional planning, consistent effort, and a strong work ethic. So let me say those again if you're writing this down. We have to recognize that success on the court, in the field, in the boardroom is not merely a product of talent, but it's also a result of intentional planning, consistent effort, and a strong, relentless work ethic. Right? So take those points, that's what I'm kind of working with today. You know, the power of purposeful planning, the impact of discipline, and the consistency that you need to have that Jordan had and how he dealt with every detail of his day. And then being able to apply those to our own development, our team's development, our, you know, the coaching that we do, the leading that we do on how we can do that and being consistent with that. Again, hit our website. It's about a 20-minute podcast here. Happy to get this out today. I appreciate all the support that has been given to us. My encouragement is to go hit our website, dead3coaching.my, Kajabi, KAJABI.com. We will get a better URL here shortly, but please go see our blog, see our book list. We have the top 12 books that that have impacted us over the last 12 months and books that we are currently reading. Please hit that. Please reach out to us on LinkedIn. We're putting a lot more content on LinkedIn these days. We're putting blogs out every single day. Every podcast becomes a blog as well. But please head over to our website, dead3coaching.com. dead3coaching.mykajabi.com. Thank you so much. Have a great week.